It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am delighted to be bringing you this important Law of Attraction podcast. You know, our vibrations are so important when it comes to the Law of Attraction. Your vibrations, because you are a vibratory being, oftentimes we think of ourselves as solid mass, but if we really look at ourselves and what we're really composed of, we are a collection of different energies that have a totality of vibration together. They have individual vibrations and a totality vibration. And that totality vibration can be influenced by your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, the pictures in your brain, your past life experiences, all kinds of things can influence your total vibration. Your prejudices, your hate, your anger, they can all influence your vibration. Your envy, your jealousy, your negativity can all influence your vibration. Everything vibrates, and everything is communicating with everything else in the universe. Everything is reacting, responding with everything else. And so your total vibration, what I call your totality vibration of your being or your energy field, is affecting your life. It's affecting what you attract. It's affecting who you are. It's affecting what you're becoming. And you are either expanding and opening like a flower to the sun, or you are closing, withdrawing. Things are either coming to you and for you, or things are moving away from you. Nothing is ever stagnant. You know, let's say you want a new home. A brand new home, and you want the home to be out in the country with about 10 acres, a little farmland. Get the picture? Say that's you. You're either moving closer to that picture, or you're moving farther away from it. You're either vibrating in harmony with that picture, or you're vibrating in the wrong direction. So once you begin to learn how to change your vibration, to have a new vibration in a new way, new thoughts, new feelings, new pictures that you can emotionalize, then you will start to actualize them. You are a vibratory being, and you have the power to influence the entire universe. Think about this. If you've ever seen a giant spider web, it's an entire universe, so to speak, to that spider. If you pull on one little portion of that spider web, you affect the entire web. If you're still vibrating on old pictures, but you're moving in new directions, how does that work out for you? If you have an old road map, say of New York City from the 1940s. How does that work out for you if you're trying to get around town, you know, now? You've got old pictures working for you. You've got to clear them. So clearing vibrations is absolutely essential. Opening up to creating new vibrations. Are you doing everything you can to bring your new vibrations, your new picture into fruition, or are you just kind of going along for the ride and hoping it happens? If you're just going along for the ride and hoping it happens, there is a very high percentage that it will never happen. But if you're emotionally invested in it, if it becomes the new cornerstone of your life, if it's who you are, where you're going, what you're doing, what you're building, then things change. Then the universe changes. Then the whole universe conspires. The whole universe conspires to help you get what you want. Everything you want. Look, you have the power to always stretch up your mind, to stretch up your heart, to stretch up your feelings and your thoughts and your hands for new feelings, for better feelings. You can change the page on your vibratory energy like that by reaching to new feelings. It's a feel thing. You've got to have passion about what you're creating, what you're doing, what you're building, where you're going. I'm not talking about a fantasy now. I'm talking about real passion. And when you have that passion, you shift your vibratory energy. You change your entire vibratory field. And the result is very, very impressive. Because, as I said earlier, the universe conspires to help you achieve it. And all kinds of things start falling into place. All kinds of doors start opening. I want you, right now, to get absolutely in touch with your joy, with your inner happiness. And I want you to focus that joy on where you're at and the pictures that you are creating for your future. I want you to create a compelling future so strong, so powerful, so optimistic, so wonderful, so expansive, that you are just overjoyed because your success is dependent upon your passion. Your success is dependent upon your joy right now, today, not tomorrow, right now. It's not, I'm going to be happy when. It's, I'm going to be happy now. You are creating your own new reality. You are redesigning your own universe. You are a co-creator of your reality. I want to let you think about this now. Sometimes we're thinking about something we want to create. Perhaps you want to purchase an island out in the Pacific Ocean, a little small island where you can build a retreat for yourself. And you're very close. There's openings, there's offers, and you start pushing. You start looking at the clock. I get into this a lot with our creative types who are, you know, they submit a manuscript to a publisher or they go on an audition for their acting career. And then they start pacing the floor. I hope I get it. I hope I get it. The second you say, I hope I get it, you've slapped yourself in the face. Because you've told the universe you do not trust it. You've told the universe it's not within my energy field. It's not it. You're saying, I hope I get it because I'm not vibrating at the right energy at the right time to get it. When you get out of that weird world of hope, and you get into that world where you are filled with certainty. I'm absolutely certain that the right opportunity at the right time is opening up. It's going to be this or even something better. This may be the role of my life or something better. This may be the house of my dreams or something better. This may be my joy or something better. Stop pushing. start flowing. Your flow allows everything to go. Your flow allows everything to just come into your life. But when you push, you're sitting there looking at the clock. You're wondering when you're going to get a phone call. You know, you're wondering why that deal didn't come through, why this one didn't come through. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. I want to help you with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I get a lot of inquiries every day, but if you are serious about changing your life, about miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, then I invite you right now, this moment, don't even let the podcast finish, for heaven's sakes, to visit me at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Visit me there. Fill out the application. Take the time to take the step forward. Let's start moving in the direction of your greatness. Say those words right now. I am filled with greatness. Let's move in the direction of your greatness, because that's who you really are. That's when you will vibrate and manifest at an incredible pace. This is your time. This is your place. You're the one. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. And now let's pause for an important message.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
I want to talk a little bit about a story of a gentleman who I happen to know, who he had several businesses, and due to divorce and tax problems and all of that kind of stuff, he lost those businesses. But more importantly, he lost his dream home. He had worked for years to acquire that special home. And after he lost the home, he had to move into an apartment, and he had to begin trying to rebuild his life, trying to reconstruct his life. And he was a fairly Christian man, so he had a strong belief system in divine source or in God. And he began praying every day, setting up his schedule, and then he realized that he wasn't making the progress that he thought he should make. And he looked around at his apartment, and he realized he had taken all of his disappointment, all of his anger, all of his frustration, and he had put it into that apartment because it wasn't his home. See, he had a nice home. The apartment wasn't his home. It wasn't like his home. Now, his home was different. He kept that spotless. When he had his new car, he kept his new car spit-shined. He was vibrating at a very high level of vibration. But when he lost it all and had to drive an old, used car and live in an apartment, he no longer kept the car up. He no longer kept the apartment up. Nothing worked. Nothing functioned. And he struggled. And then his mentor told him, when you're prepared to put as much energy and take as much time into loving your existing apartment and your existing car as much as you loved your old car and your old home, you'll have them back and even better. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Why do you think he had to go from saying, this is just a temporary place that I'm kind of laying my head at or kind of shacking at until things get better, until something changes? Why did he have to change and say, this is my home? This is my castle. And while I will be attracting a bigger and better and newer castle, right now I love this castle with all my heart. And he had to do the same thing with this car. Wash it, spit shine it, you know, do all the polishing and waxing. Why? When he could love where he was at, when he could put positive energy into his current environment, his new environment opened up to him. You're not ready for a new environment if you're resenting your present environment. You have to love and embellish and make your present environment as spectacular as you possibly can, as wonderful as you can. Make it your kingdom, make your house your kingdom, make your car your chariot. And when you do that, you're showing great gratitude for what you do have. You're showing creativity. But more importantly, you're opening up the door to attracting something even better. Because you are worthy of this, you'll be worthy of that. You know, easy come, easy go in life, right? Things that come fast, leave fast. Things that take time and mature and nurture at the right pace, at the right time. Those kind of things are real. Those kind of things happen. Those kind of things are permanent. But easy come, easy go, not so good. That's what happens with people that win the lottery. They're as broke, you know, 6 years, 7 years down. This is a statistical fact. They are as broke, and sometimes even worse, they're bankrupt. 6, 7 years down the road. Why? How come? Because it came easy. They attracted it. That's true. But they didn't attract the container to hold it. They didn't attract the energy field to mature it, to develop it, to empower it. And so it became easy come, easy go. Remember, every emotion that you feel now is guidance from your inner soul. I want you to start listening to that guidance. Are you going to take care of your life? You're going to take care of your health and your body and your diet and your home and your car and your relationship to the very best of its potential? Do that now, and I promise you rewards in the future. Ignore that now, and you'll never be ready for rewards in the future. Wow, we've had a heavy one today. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you soon. So, hey, if you like this message, share it on your Facebook page. Let's get the word out there. And thank you so much for giving us those 5 stars on iTunes and a positive little review. It really, really makes a difference in our ability to reach people with this Law of Attraction message. Pay it forward. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, okay? This is your life we're talking about. Take action. There is no attraction without action. This is Robert Zink saying, have a great day. Bye-bye.